It's 522.
Just minutes ago, we learned Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott, one of the biggest critics of President Obama's health care law, has now agreed to expand Medicaid coverage in his home state. Medicaid expansion is one of the law's key elements, and it could be a watershed moment for the Obama administration.
Joining us to talk about it, Marty Cady, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Great to have you here, Marty.
It's good to be here.
So you just tweeted, forget politics, that basically it's all about free money from the feds. Never underestimate the power.
Exactly. I'm glad you're reading my Twitter account.
I am.
It's at M. Cady. here's the thing. Rick Scott, who is he? He's a Republican, Florida governor. He was part of the lawsuit against Obamacare. He fought Obamacare when he ran for governor. He's a former health care executive. He ran United Healthcare, a controversial health care company. But when it comes down to it, we're hitting the deadline for expanding the health care insurance for people under Obamacare. And what is a good way to get people to do that? Offer the states free money to expand Medicaid. So this is for the poorest people. They're increasing the eligibility for the people who can qualify for Medicaid. So even some of the most ardent critics, Republicans, governors, are saying, we'll take the Medicaid money to provide more health care to poor people. This doesn't mean they're going to set up the state-level exchanges, which are the health insurance markets that you'll have to buy under the individual mandate if you're uninsured. But the Medicaid expansion is still a very big part of it, Obamacare, and a lot more Republican governors are signing up.
So what is the next big thing that you're looking for in this story? Do you see virtually everybody falling in line in some way or another?
Yeah, I mean, if the Rick Scotts of the world are signing up, remember, Florida is a very unique health care population. It's got a lot of elderly, it's got a lot of lower income people, and it's a huge state. But there'll still be some smaller state Republican governors who resist the Medicaid expansion just on principle. But for the most part, they're taking this federal money to increase the number of lower income people that you can put on Medicaid, which is, you know, as we know, the health insurance for the poor. Where the resistance remains is in these health insurance markets. They're called exchanges, and half the states have set them up, half the states have not. They've turned that over to the feds. This is where Obamacare is really supposed to work, where you get young, healthy people that have to sign up and purchase health insurance. The money goes into these exchanges so that they can cover people who are less healthy that are buying health insurance. If those health exchanges don't work, then Obamacare is still in big trouble in the long run.